CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 17th of October 2021. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB online convention available to re-watch. AMSAT colloquium. Exercise Blue Ham underway. The RSGB is delighted that its 2021 online convention was watched by people across the world, many of whom have since thanked the Society for the excellent content and professional production. The streams have received hundreds more views since Saturday, and people are enjoying the 15 presentations. If you weren't able to watch the event live, the two streams are available on the Society's YouTube channel. You can also see the extra content and interviews that were broadcast from the RSGB National Radio Convention Centre between presentations at youtube.com/the RSGB. The individual presentations will be realised in due course, so look out for announcements shortly. AMSAT UK will be holding their annual International Space Colloquium on Sunday the 24th of October. The online Zoom webinar will run from 10:45 a.m. to approximately 4 p.m. with speakers from the UK, Europe and North America. Each 30-minute presentation will include a 5-minute question and answer session. A full programme and registration details available at amsat-uk.org under the Colloquium tab. You don't have to be a member of AMSAT UK to attend, and the event is free of charge. The second day of the RAF Air Cadets Blue Ham radio communications exercises today, the 17th of October. They're contacting radio amateurs on the shared section of the 5 megs bands. A Blue Ham participation certificate is available to those who contact 15 or more special cadet call signs during the exercise. Just search for Exercise Blue Ham to find out more information. The next Amplitude Modulation Amateur Radio Society Club Net will be held today the 17th at the new time of 1700 UTC on 3.625 MHz. The control centre will be Robert, GW6GBY, using the club call sign GC5AMS, and Andy, G4FCI, will also assist by listening for any weaker stations depending on conditions. If you're interested in joining the group, look at the QRZ.com page for G5AMS. Jamboree on the Air is an annual event in which scouts and guides from all over the world communicate with each other via amateur radio. JOTA 2021 ends its 48-hour run at 23:59 UTC today the 17th. You can find out more at jotajoti.info. On United Nations Day, the 24th of October, the historic Alexanderson's alternator at Grimeton in Sweden, with call sign SAQ, is scheduled to send out a message on 17.2 kHz using CW. The live stream on YouTube starts at 1425 UTC with tuning at 1430. The transmission begins at 1500 UTC. They're planning to carry out some test transmissions on the 22nd of October between 1100 UTC and 1400 UTC. Just search SAQ Grimeton to find out more. Now, for details of rallies and events before travelling to any rally or event, please check for any alterations or cancellations. Today, the 17th of October, the Hornsea Amateur Radio Rally is at the Driffield Showground, YO253AE. Doors open 10 a.m. Parking is free, admission £2. There'll be trade stands, a bring and buy and car boot area. Catering will be available on site. Also today, the 17th, the Hack Green Radio Surplus Hangar Sale is at the Hack Green Secret Nuclear Bunker in Nantwich. Doors open 10 a.m. and there'll be equipment, components and amateur radio gear on sale. On the 20th of October, the Lothians Radio Society Surplus Sale will take place at St Fillian's Church, 8 Buxton Drive, Edinburgh, EH10 6PD. Everyone trading should be double vaccinated unless medically exempt. Doors open from 7:15 p.m. and the sale will begin at 8 p.m. sharp. Details from the club's website. Looking ahead, the Holsworthy Radio Rally will take place on the 7th of November at Holsworthy Leisure Centre. Doors open 10 a.m. 7 rallies have been cancelled, as previously publicised. The Gala Shields Rally, scheduled to take place on the 24th of October, is cancelled. The Bush Valley ARC Rally, due for the 7th of November, has been cancelled. And finally, the Bishop Auckland RAC Rally, due to be held on the 28th of November, is now planned for 2022. Now for DX News, John W2GD will be active as P40 Whiskey from Aruba, SA036, between the 18th and 25th of October, QSL via Longbook of the World or direct only to N2MM. A team will be active as 3D Alpha Zero Whiskey from Eswatini or Swaziland until the 26th of October. They'll operate CWSSB Ritian FT8, using Fox and Hounds mode on the 10 to 160 metre bands, QSL via Club Logs OQRS or direct to YL2GN. Now for special events, from the 25th of October, British Railways ARS member Mark, G1PIE and Pam, 2E1HQY, will be operating GB0LMR as part of the 55th anniversary year. Operations will be from Preston in Lancashire, and 40 metres will be the main band. More at Brars, that's brars.info. From the 6th of October through to the 2nd of November, West of Scotland ARS will be running special event station GB4GDS, celebrating 90 years of the Guide Dogs Association. More information about the station can be found at wasars, that's wsars.club. Dundee ARC will be active as part of the Jamboree on the Air weekend. They'll be using HF and VHF, so if you hear them, please give them a call. Cray Valley Radio Society will be active as GB75CV until the 29th of October, celebrating its 75th anniversary. QSL via Club Logs OQRS and Logbook of the World only. Now, the contest news. When operating contests, please keep yourself and fellow amateurs safe by following relevant government recommendations. This weekend, the Werchtal Germany contest ends its 24-hour run at 1500 UTC today, the 17th, using SSB and CW on the contest bands between 3.5 and 28 megs. The exchange's signal report and serial number. German stations also send DOK. Today, the 17th, there are 4 contests taking place. First is 50 megs AFS contest between 0900 and 1300 UTC, all modes in the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Stations in the UK and Commonwealth dependencies also exchange the first 2 letters of the postcode. The second contest is the UK Microwave Group, 24 to 76 gigs. Contest runs 0900 to 1700 UTC, all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The IRTS 40-metre daytime counties contest runs from 1200 to 1300 UTC and is the third contest on the 17th. It uses CW and SSB, and the exchange's signal report and serial number. EI and GI stations send their county code. Finally, for today, the second rolling locator or ROLO contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC, CW only, 3.5 megs bands, the exchange's signal report and the rolling locator. On Monday, the 8th FT4 series contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC on the 80 meter band, the exchange's report and 4 character locator. The 1.3 gigs UK activity contest takes place between 1900 and 2130 UTC on Tuesday, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Thursday, 70 megs UK activity contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Next weekend, the UK EI contest, the SSB contest, runs between 1200 UTC on Saturday to 1200 UTC on Sunday, using the contest bands between 3.5 and 28 megs, the exchange's signal report, which is optional, serial number and your district code. Now, for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Last week saw a mixed bag in terms of HF propagation, they write, with good conditions at time but horrendous conditions midweek after a coronal mass ejection saw the KPI index shoot up to 6. Matter from the CME, which was accompanied... I'll just repeat that last sentence because I was interrupted. Matter from the CME, which was accompanied by an M1.6 solar flare on the 9th of October, hit the Earth in the early hours of the 12th. The geomagnetic storm then ensued, and widespread visible aurora were reported at high latitudes. On Tuesday, MUFs were affected adversely, with a maxima over a 3,000-kilometre path, down from 28 megs to less than 14 megs at times during the day. By Thursday, and with the KP index back down to between 0 and 2, signals had recovered to near normal levels, with a maximum daytime critical frequency of 7.125 megs being recorded. On the Chiltern Digisonde, which equates to more than 27 megs over a 3,000 kilometre path. This does go to show that we can expect more from CMEs and poorer conditions at times as we head towards solar maximum in a few years' time. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will be in the range of 85 to 90, with a maximum KP index of 4 on the 19th. So make the most of the autumnal HF conditions and work as high in frequency as you can to minimise delay absorption. Now for the VHF and up. The coming week's weather will change to mixed and unsettled, with little chance of tropo propagation caused by periods of rain, showers and strong winds. At best, we can hope for some rain scatter activity. The exact time when these changes of type occur in our weather patterns is one of the hardest for the models to get right, but at the moment most suggest Sunday night into Monday. Since the autumn is typically a good season for auroras, perhaps some warbling auroral notes will return again after last week, when plenty of auroral QSOs were reported on 144 megs. Sadly for the UK, they were almost exclusively for the more northerly Nordic countries. A few northern UK stations, namely G4KUX, MI0XXZ and GM4VVX, reported a few auroral CW QSOs on the 12th. The 21st sees the peak of the Orionids meteor shower with a ZHR of 15. Orionids are pieces of comet 1P stroke Halley, famously known as Halley's Comet, or Halley's Comet. Add this to two small meteor showers, the Epsilon Geminids, with a ZHR of 3 peaking on the 18th, and the Leonis Minoris, with a ZHR of 2 peaking on the 24th. Next week should be good for meteor scatter enthusiasts. Moon declination goes positive again on Monday, so we'll see the moon reaching higher elevation at its zenith. Path losses are still increasing as we are past perigee. A seasonal reminder from the team to do your end of summer check on those antenna ropes and fixings before we see too many windy days. That's all from the propagation team this week. And it's all from me likewise until next week.